This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Shaivasi County Medical Care Facility. Patients are, first name is Daniel, Daniel. Last name is Abbott, Abbott. Date of birth is 9/29/1938. Date of evaluation is 2/28/2023. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, history, present illness. This is 84 years old male who was admitted to this facility with the diagnosis of metastatic prostate cancer, essential hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, hypoxia, comma, generalized muscle weakness, comma, spinal stenosis, comma, ASHD, comma, anxiety, depression, and per chart, history of schizoaffective disorder. Period. Patient was present during my evaluation, but he could not recall circumstances leading to his placement here. He reports that he is feeling better and denied any persistent feelings of sadness, no depression, period, no paranoia, delusional thinking, no hallucinations. Period. He knew that he is in Owasso, and it's February 2023. He knew Joe Biden is the president of the United States, but had trouble recalling who the governor of Michigan is or the vice president of the United States is. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. He could not recall the medications he's taking. He told me that his niece is an making medical decisions for him, and he's okay with that. Next paragraph, he reports that he was born in Kentucky and used to work in some kind of photo business and worked for Xerox Corporation. Period. He reports that he's never married and has no children. Period. He reports that his brothers and sisters are deceased. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, non-reported ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, non-reported genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic, non-reported psychiatric, complete psychiatric evaluation, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, unknown. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression or violence, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest high school, current occupation, used to work for Xerox Corporation, relationship, current relationship, never married, number of children, zero. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test reviewed, collateral informant interviewed, chart reviewed, nursing, social worker reviewed. Next paragraph, under review of histories and habits, see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Mental status examination, general cooperative, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements not tested, gait, lying in bed, speech soft, mood mildly anxious, thought processes periods of confusion, thought content uh, No suicidal or homicidal ideation, level of orientation, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self and place, memory recent impaired, attention and concentration poor, point of knowledge poor, judgment and insight limited. Mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify service of changes in mood or behavior or any new concerns, check that. Also check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient's condition has declined and he does seem to show cognitive impairment and lacks insight into his current medications and treatment recommendations, period. He seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions, period. I would recommend surrogate decision maker. Under orders and procedure 99305, under supplemental and administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI and risk benefits statement. Check. In my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to himself or others. This is end of dictation.